Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, U.S. Army retired, is with us as we continue to delve into artificial intelligence and the AI arms race with China. I'm reading about artificial intelligence, and one of the terms that comes up now and again is algorithmic forever wars. Algorithmic forever wars. What does that mean?
Well, algorithmic, you know, of course, that's the machine language that we often associate with artificial intelligence, whether it's, you know, more of the deep thinking or the deep, you know, algorithms that are overlapping and trying to, you know, learn about the environment, whether it's a, you know, like a self-driving automobile. It's constantly, you know, it's programmed with an algorithm that says this is what to do, but it's also learning about the pathway ahead and being diverted. So deep learning is part of this whole effort. And, of course, it's tethered to the Internet of Things so it can track the way ahead and anticipate problems. So it's about the science of computers and how, you know, certainly in my lifetime, you were talking about Woodstock, and I started West Point that summer, you know, not far from Woodstock. And 50 years ago, I was walking around as a young cadet at West Point with these big cards, punch cards, and it was very simple algorithms that we were using to do simple math. And look what we have today. You know, in my pocket, I carry around this iPhone that is incredibly complex, that talks to the world, that tells me how to get from point A to point B, that does my finances. You know, this is just the cusp of a future revolution that's going to transform everything that we do. Artificial intelligence is the way of the future. As I said at the beginning of the program tonight, you know, what, you know, the CEO of Google said, it's as important to us as electricity and fire. And as Stephen Hawking says, it's the biggest event in human history. I don't know that it's really seized people as yet, but we're beginning to sense it around us that things are just going to be very, very different in the future.
You mentioned Google. Are you concerned about Google's seeming cooperation with the government in China, you know, creating, helping China to to censor the internet in that country, and also to develop applications which seem intended to spy on their people.
Of course. You know, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dunford, you know, met with Google this past week for that very same reason, Richard, because we don't want Google helping the Chinese military. And in fact, we believe that, you know, what they're doing with the major investment in artificial intelligence, what they're doing with trying to contain especially the Uyghurs in the West, is just indicative of how they want to capture their entire culture. They want to use this Internet of Things and their 5G technology to trace absolutely everything that their people do. You know, it's Big Brother. It's 1984. This is where we are almost at. Supercomputing, nanotechnologies, genomics, you know, gene splicing, robotics, 3D printers. This technology is here and now, and it's a very serious thing that we have to get our hands around. And that's why, you know, people that are thinking about the anxieties associated with AI, whether or not AI is safe, is AI going to create monsters that we cannot control? You know, I'm looking at a copy of the DOD Department of Defense Directive 3000.09, Autonomy in Weapon Systems. You know, you talk about transformers, autonomous transformers. Are we going to make sure that we have a red button on every autonomous transformer to stop it from going off into the deep, you know, decision-making about killing people? I hope so. It says that in the regulation we're not going to allow that to happen. I will assure you, given what I know about the Chinese, they aren't going to put that sort of caveat on their systems. And what might that happen? Because these systems are going to learn and learn and learn. They're going to get far more intelligent than any human being can be, even the Hawkings of the world. They're going to be doing things that we just can't even imagine. And that's where we're going, and that's what I'm concerned about.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Semi-autonomous drones, semi-autonomous fighter craft, semi-autonomous, I don't know, nuclear submarines. Is that what it's going to come down to, is the decision whether to rain down nuclear Armageddon on a population will be left to some mathematical equation, an algorithm?
Well, the semi-autonomous suggests that there's a human in the loop. You know, I would be more concerned about the autonomous. But yeah, I think that's where we're going. You know, it's quite possible that because decisions are going to be made at a quicker level, just because of the massive data and the ability to pull information, that nuclear deterrence will change. You know, we may make a decision because of what our artificially intelligent decision-making tools are telling us about another country's nuclear weapons and whether or not they're about to launch. You know, we'll try to anticipate inside what they're thinking based upon massive data and the history of these individuals that we happen to know that are inside these bunkers in foreign lands. You know, this is kind of where we are heading to. Now, how do you control that? You know, that's what we're trying to do with the Pentagon's directives. That's what we're trying to do with the New York University. I think Google, that's what they're trying to do, is to how do you contain this monster that wants to break out and, you know, quite frankly, become incredibly capable and dictate. You know, there's a phenomenon that we haven't discussed as yet. It's about how AI is going to influence future culture. It's called technological singularity. How is all of this massive information and this access to, you know, anything about any time going to change mankind and civilization? I would argue it's going to change us in a way that, you know, potentially may not be so good. That's what I'm concerned about, and I think the ethicists in this country ought to be concerned about it. Those concerned about civil liberties ought to be concerned. Government ought to be engaged in this totally and try to put firewalls up to prevent AI from becoming a monster that is creating even worse monsters. And I think that that's real possible. Keep in mind that AI's holy grail is what we call artificial general intelligence, AGI. This is where the AI device becomes self-aware, conscious. They can solve virtually any problem as long as they have all access to all data. And they become, you know, they create themselves to be smarter all the time because they never stop learning. This is a future that, you know, a few years ago we never would have dreamed of. And I don't think that Huxley or any of the visionaries of the past have even thought about where we're going.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In future wars, do you see it breaking out something like this? Robot attacking or killing other robots in the battlefield? Or are civilian populations going to be targeted by taking out, let's say, the power grid, which, you know, by some estimates, if we had an EMP event in the United States, for example, within the first year, some estimates, we were so dependent on electricity, you could have a fatality rate of something like 90% in 1 year. Is that the future of warfare?
Oh, yes. I think EMP is a real possibility. You know, it's not just from the North Koreans or the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians. We're all aware of how to light up an EMP over a metro or a country area and then fry all the electronics. And, you know, we're beginning to get serious, but we're far behind getting serious about it. Now, your scenario, Richard, I think is important here. Yeah, and let me give you a bit of historic perspective. Back in World War One, we faced a German Navy that was sinking civilian ships, and they weren't ensuring the safety of the crew or the passengers. We called that barbaric, and rightly so. And so after that war, we negotiated international treaties that said we would ban unrestricted submarine warfare. Well, what happened after December the 7th, 1941? Well, that fateful day, and I was just there a week ago at Pearl Harbor, the Japanese attacked Ford Island and destroyed our fleet. Now, what did we do within 6 hours? We disregarded our international treaties, and we went after, with our own submarines, the Japanese civilian merchant fleet. So if we go to war, we may have all these great rules and regulations governing the use of autonomous or semi-autonomous weapons, but when the Chinese use them against us, guess what? We'll immediately, in almost uncertainty, launch similar platforms against them. And then, Katie, bar the door.
I'm guessing, though, Bob, in the not-too-distant future, you won't need an EMP to take out a power grid. You send some sort of a—I mean, the wars will be fought with malware.
No, I think you're right. unless we segment our power grids and other, our financial networks and so forth, if we make them vulnerable as they are today to cyber malware, to cyber attacks, because this is really costing, certainly in the United States, you know, arguably trillions of dollars on an annual basis. It's incredibly expensive how we've lost control over a lot of our own data. We've got to get serious. I would argue that this is probably the defining moment in the next couple of years. If we can't wrestle control over how this data is linked around the world and how we're going to bring some sort of rule and regulation and constraint and keep criminal syndicates and keep adversarial nations away from our data, then we will increase in vulnerability almost exponentially into the near future. This is serious. I don't see nearly enough concern on Capitol Hill that I think we ought to have.
I don't hear anybody talking about this on C-SPAN or anywhere. In a more traditional war, you know, you kill the enemy. But who is the enemy in a conflict when you have, let's face it, national boundaries are being erased. You have no fixed battlefields, no conventional adversaries.
No, you're right. Yeah, there will not be a fixed boundary. You know, look in space. You know, the Chinese have a very robust space program. You know, they have an orbiter now. They have anti-satellite systems. They recognized back in 1990-91 when we demonstrated against Saddam Hussein a capability of marshaling a massive force and expeditiously discharging him up to Baghdad, that our dependence upon satellites and our ability to move massive forces was a sophistication that both Beijing and Moscow liked. They went to school on us. They spent the following several decades, you know, repairing that problem. So now they intend to knock our satellites out of orbit, to destroy them. And of course, we've seen something recently that suggests that certainly Moscow has such a capability. I don't have any doubt that the Chinese do. So they would blind us basically by taking out our satellites. And of course, they have their own constellation, which we would have to take out in turn. But then the whole cyber issue, using whether it's, you know, the cables that they monitor in the ocean's floor all the time. We catch the Russians doing that. We catch the Chinese doing that. These are things that are really transforming who we are, and it's going to be hard to fix.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.